Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Spanish Civil War is one of the most gripping conflicts in history. Between 1936 and 1939, Spain witnessed a titanic struggle between anti-fascist forces and fascist insurgents. Even though it only ended 80 years ago, it has already become the stuff of legend. Considered by many to be a curtain raiser for World War II, it foreshadowed the remarkable heroism and bravery, but also the terrible misery of the Second World War. However, the Spanish Civil War was far more than just a mere precursor to World War II. For 3 years, the Spanish people, along with tens of thousands of international volunteers, fought over something much greater than just the future of Spain. Indeed, the issues at stake continued to haunt the world into the 21st century. It was about fascism versus anti-fascism, dictatorship versus democracy, the rich versus the poor, capitalism versus socialism, and the rights of small countries to decide their own futures. The stories of the many Irish people who travelled to Spain to fight in this war is the focus of my next series, Partisans, which launches on November the 18th. Made in conjunction with Stuart Redden, Partisans tells the story of the Irish people who were among the thousands of ordinary men and women from across the world who risked their lives to fight in this war. Some fought for fascism, while others, terrified by the emergence of Nazi Germany, saw Spain as somewhere they could make a stand against fascism. The experiences of these Irish people were remarkable. While they were at times undeniably romantic and idealistic, they were also grounded in a gritty reality by the very real horrors of war. The Spanish Civil War was where the Nazis tried and perfected carpet bombing. The early episodes of Partisans will be set in 1930s Ireland, where many of those who would ultimately make the journey to Spain fought out their political differences in running battles in the streets of Dublin. In those struggles, we will see what motivated them to go on and fight in what seemed like someone else's civil war. When they reach Spain, the story intensifies as what were political differences in Dublin become lethal. In each episode, you will find yourself immersed in stories of people long forgotten. We will travel to the most famous battlefields of the Spanish Civil War, and even, strange as it may sound, end up in the Battle of Stalingrad during the Second World War. The story of the Spanish Civil War is both gripping and intriguing. This was, after all, the time and place that inspired George Orwell's Homage to Catalonia and Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls. Partisans, Irish Stories from the Spanish Civil War, launches on November the 18th. Please share this promo and subscribe to the Irish History Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you get the first episode. If you enjoy the podcast, I've just launched a unique series of enamel metal pin badges of Irish historical figures which you'll love. Available at irishhistorypodcast.ie, these are really lovely pieces. 3 of the 6 are actually based on unique commissions by the Irish artist Curioc. They are Brian Boru, the famous High King covered in the early episodes of the series, Diarmaid MacMurrough, a central figure in the Norman invasion of Ireland, and Grace O'Malley, a famous pirate from the 16th century. There are also badges of modern figures. One of my favourites is Michael Davitt, a remarkable famine survivor. After spending time in a workhouse, he was forced to emigrate at the age of 4. He then lost an arm in a factory in England where he worked as a child. Yet he would go on to have a remarkable career, first as a Fenian gunrunner serving lengthy spells in British prisons, before eventually overcoming the odds to become a Member of Parliament. We also have to mention the badge of Constance Markovich, that famous 1916 leader and revolutionary, which is proving to be one of the most popular. Now, you can get these unique enamel and metal badges at irishhistorypodcast.ie/shop. The badges are only $6.99 each, but you can get the full set of six for the price of five. Now, no one likes to think about it this early, but Christmas is on the way, and this is a unique gift for anyone who likes Irish history. Finally, patrons who signed up on patreon.com/Irish podcast to support the show can get a further 10% off by using the special code available only on Patreon. Hopefully, I'll have a few shows out before Partisans launches on November the 18th. So until next time, Sloan.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.